来，在伯利恒之野地，有牧羊的人夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So please join me in English. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
这是主的话语。
This is a word from God.
若是你今天开车从纽约的曼哈顿穿过林肯隧道去到 New Jersey 的时候，
So you drive today from Manhattan in New York City towards New Jersey through the Lincoln Tunnel.
在隧道的出口，你马上就会看见一巨大的标语牌。
So at the entrance of the tunnel, you're going to see a very big billboard.
那上面写着说， You know, it is a mess. This season, celebrate reason.
And what's written on the billboard is, You know, it is a myth. This season, celebrate reason.
你知道这是一个神话，在这个节日期间，让我们一起来庆祝理性。
You know, it is a myth.This season, celebrate reason.
这个标语牌上所说的似乎与周围所有的张灯结彩，我们大家一起准备庆祝节日的气氛是显得非常的格格的不入。
So this billboard over there seems to be very incompatible with the festive atmosphere. Everyone celebrating Christmas, you know, it's just very out of space.
也大概与我们在节日期间的心情，忙着购买圣诞节的礼物，准备与亲人团聚，是形成非常鲜明的反差。
Also, it is in very a big contrast with you know our plan to get together with family, our plan to buy Christmas presents. It's just a very big contrast.
我相信他们把那个标语放在那儿，达到了他们的目的。
Well, I think at least those who put up the billboard achieve a certain goal.
因为这样一个反差让我们开始思想说，圣诞节真的有什么是值得我们庆祝的吗？
I think part of it is to help us reflect on what it is really going to be celebrated at Christmas.
若是我们所庆祝的只是一个神话的话，我们所庆祝的就失去了意义。
If all we celebrate is a myth, then you know, what are we doing? You know, it's meaningless.
圣诞节就与其他的节日没有什么区别。
If that is the case, Christmas is no different from other festivals.
充其量只是给我们一个借口，一个狂欢的借口而已。
Well, in that case, there will only be an excuse for us, you know, to live an extravagant life and to hold parties.
其实，这正是圣诞节在中国大陆的一个解读。
In fact, that is what's happening in mainland China now.
你可以看到在圣诞节的前夜和圣诞节的那天的晚上，
At Christmas Eve or in the evening of Christmas,
在北京的许多的大商场，他们都会有类似的通宵的狂欢的晚会。
In the malls in Beijing, you will see this type of parties, you know, going through all night.
他们所庆祝的不是耶稣基督的诞生，而是真的是他们在安慰他们空虚的心灵。
Well, what they celebrated were not the birth of Christ. is, you know, a consolation, you know, for their own emptiness or meaningless.
至少我们在美国的应该值得欣慰的是，我们在美国对这样的狂欢的认识，还是觉得他们是不合时宜的。
At least, for those of us in the United States, you know, we should feel comfortable in the sense that this type of partying is inappropriate.
这样的标语牌虽然搅动我们的心思意念，却显得与周围的一切显得是这样的不和谐。
This particular billboard, although it may trouble us, it does prompt us to think deeper into the meaning of Christmas and to see how out of space, you know, that particular billboard is.
但是虽然我们心里不这样的认为，但是我们心里可能就一定会问一个问题。
Well, we may be indifferent to that particular billboard, but we will think of certain things.
为什么这样不和谐的东西会出现在我们的身边？
Why this incompatible billboard appears among us?
难道这样的出现只是为了告诉我们说美国不是一个和谐社会吗？
Is it just a reminder that, you know, the American society is not a society of harmony?
其实这样的反差的出现一点也不奇怪。
Well, it's not surprising at all this contrast appeared.
因为从我们今天所读的经文，我们看到说两千年前在主耶稣道成人肉身降世为人在我们中间的时候，我们也一样看到这样明显的反差。
It's not surprising because the passage that we read 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ was born, when he came to this world,We observed, we saw, we read the same contrast.
因为我们首先从经文中看到情况是怎么样，是一个深夜的旷野中的情况。
So let's go back to the passage that we just read. So what was the setting, or the background of that passage? It was deep into the night. It was in the field outside of the city.
若是我们能够设想一下当时的情况的话，我们可能就会看到一个情况是这样子。
Imagine yourself in that scenario.
四下一片漆黑，伸手不见五指。
It was pitch dark.
万籁俱寂，非常的安静。
Very quiet.
可能我们听到的只是细微的风声和偶尔的野兽的吼叫的声音。
So the only background noise you hear are the wind blowing and maybe growing from some animals.
当我们想到这样的情况的时候，我们很难把这样一个情况与庆祝的气氛能够相联合在一起。
Think about it, you know, a scenario like that, you won't associate it with, you know, celebration.
但是突然之间我们看到怎么样？有主的使者四面用光照着这些牧羊人。
But what happened? Let's go back to the passage. You know, all of a sudden, the angels appeared.
向他们宣告一个大好的消息，就是今天的大卫城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
The glory of the Lord shone around them, and the angel said to them, I bring you good news, and that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.
这样一个信息是非常的清楚的，因为天使在这里不单说到 Savior, 也同时说到弥赛亚。
This particular message is crystal clear because the angel not only mentioned the Savior, the angel also mentioned Messiah.
就是这些亡国四百年，以色列百姓切切期盼的，来拯救他们的救主基督的到来。
This message are for the Israelites who for more than 400 years without their own country, they were eagerly waiting for the coming of the Messiah to save them.
按理说他们这些人听到这样一个大好消息心里的反应应该是什么
Imagine if you are the shepherds when you hear such a great message what's your reaction?
他们的反应不是欢喜雀跃不是欣喜若狂
Well, they didn't go crazy they obviously were not ecstatic
不是因为他们遇到了百年不遇的天使他们心里就兴奋不已
It's not, they were not excited because they have met the angels
不是听到说他们期盼已久的耶稣基督的降临就在那尽情的欢乐。
They did not celebrate immediately when they knew that you know, the Savior that they were waiting for were to come.
他们的反应是什么
So what was the reaction?
是害怕恐惧。
They were terrified. They were afraid.
他们当时的心情完全没有一个欢喜庆祝的心情。
They were not joyful at all, not in the mood of celebration.
仿佛这样一个大好的消息与他们没有什么密切的联系一样。
So it seems like this good message or this good news had nothing to do with them.
仿佛这样一个大好的消息不值得他们庆祝一样。
This particular good news is not something worthy of the celebration.
其实我们不要奇怪，因为这就是我们这个世界对救主降临的典型的反应。
Please do not be surprised, because this is the typical reaction of this world to this, to the birth of Christ, to this particular message.
不但没有人知晓，没有人在那庆祝，连一张舒适的床也没有。
When he was born, no one knew, no one celebrated, there was no comfortable bed.
救主耶稣只能睡在马槽里。
After he was born, he was put in a manger.
但是同一时刻我们看到的情况是怎么样？我们却看到天上的景况是完全不同的。
However, at the same time, let's see what happened in the heaven, in the sky. It's just completely different.
就是我们看到众多的天使天君在那里欢呼庆祝。庆祝耶稣基督的降生，庆祝这一划时代的救恩计划的开始。
So there was a great company of the heavenly host. They appeared with the angel. They were praising God.
这样的一个对比是如此的鲜明。
Such a contrast is such obvious.
一边是万籁俱寂的旷野中的深黑夜。
On one side is quiet in the field, deep into the night.
一边是万众一心欢轰雷动的这种欢庆的景况。
On the other side, is a great company of the heavenly host celebrating in unison.
若不是作者忠实地把它放在一起的话，
if not Luke, who faithfully recorded these things,
我们无法把这样两个情况可以把它放在一起，觉得不奇怪。
We cannot comprehend how these two scenarios put together and not be very, very strange.
我不知道作者路加是不是有意把这样的对比放在我们的面前。
I don't know whether the author Luke deliberately put these two contrasts together.
但是我们可以从这个对比看到一个事实。
But what we observe is that we learn something from this contrast.
就是两个完全不同的世界对耶稣基督的降临有着完全不同的反应。
It's very two different worlds. The reaction or in response to the birth of Jesus Christ, the reaction was completely different.
一个是完全败坏的世界。
One is a rotten and lost world.
一个是属神荣耀的国度。
The other is a godly, glorious world.
一个是完全没有神，不明白神心意的世界。
One is a world that resisted God, did not follow God, doesn't know what God wanted.
一个是神掌王权，居首位，众人都同心合意在主的面前敬拜神的世界。
The other world is governed by God. Everyone follows him, work together, worshiping him in unison.
这两个世界是非常的格格不入的。
Well, these two worlds are so different.
在我们看来是几乎没有什么可能他们可以建立任何的联系。
I can't imagine there can be any connection between the two.
但是怎样？因为一个婴孩的诞生，这样的情况被彻底的改变。
But let's see what happened. Because of the birth of a baby, the whole thing completely changed.
就是神揭开天幕，让我们看到了天上的景况。
It seems like God opened a door or lift up the curtain. We have a glimpse of what happened in heaven.
从这一方面，我们大概可以猜到一点点神的心意。
We may be able to ascertain or to guess, what God's guidance or wisdom is on us.
就是神并不喜悦这样两个世界的隔阂。
And that is the fact that God does not want to see the complete isolation between these two worlds.
并不喜悦这两个世界这样的强烈的反差的存在。
He doesn't like to see that such a big contrast between the two worlds.
他更喜悦我们因为这个婴孩的缘故，我们可以因此像天上的景况一样。
Rather, he would see that because of the birth of this baby, we will be able to experience or to see what happens in heaven.
我们可以像天使天君一样在那里欢喜雀跃地敬拜我们的神。
So that we can be like the heavenly host, a company joined in unison to worship God.
这就是先知以赛亚预言说，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
This is exactly what the prophet Isaiah said, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
神要借着他的爱子耶稣道成肉身来到我们中间所成就的救恩。
God sent his only son to us, God became flesh with blood, so to complete his great plan of salvation.
废弃的世界间的隔阂
is to tear down the isolation or the barrier between the two worlds.
使我们可以因此眼目被打开，可以看到天上的景况和荣美。
So that our eyes are open, so that we can see the glory in heaven.
这也正是这些牧羊人所经历的。
And this is what the shepherds experienced.
当神开启他们眼睛，为他们打开天上的帐幕的时候，他们似乎就不一样了。
When God opened their eyes, when they had a chance to see behind the curtain, to see what happened in heaven, they became completely different.
他们虽然并没有马上的如同天使天君一样在那里欢喜雀跃的赞美神。
Although they did not join the heavenly hosts immediately to join them in praise and worship,
当他们亲眼看见那睡在马槽里的婴孩的时候，他们就怎样？他们就归荣耀给神。
But when they saw the baby sleeping in the manger, they gave glory to God. They praised him.
我不知道为什么神会拣选这些牧羊人来作为他这样一个启示的传递者。
I don't know why God chose these shepherds, as the messenger of this divine message.
为什么没有拣选君王、文士或者祭司？
God did not choose the king.Did not choose the teachers of the law or the priests.
为什么这个意象没有在城市里显示给众人看？
This particular message was not revealed in a city setting.
我猜这其中的含义也许就是神的启示和计划是人的智慧所不能理解、所不能测透的。
Well, one explanation may be that, you know, the great wisdom of God can never be comprehended or understood by limited capacity of human being.
神要拣选世界上的愚拙和卑微的，就是要让人的智慧和理性显得是愚拙的。
God chose those who are foolish, those who are underprivileged. It's just to let us know that, you know, how much limitation we have with our own so-called wisdom and ration.
这个世界凭着自己，凭着人的智慧和聪明才智，是不能认识主耶稣的，是不能明白神的计划的。
From this world, just relying on our own wisdom or our competence, there's no way we can come to know God. We cannot know him unless we know his plan and his salvation.
若是神不启示我们，我们无人可以明白神的事情。
Without God's revelation directly from Him, we will never understand or comprehend God's plan and His salvation plan.
若是我们庆祝的是我们的理性的话，我们就可能只能得出一个结论。
If all we celebrate is reason, we will only come to one conclusion.
虚空啊，虚空，一切的一切都没有意义。
Meaningless, utterly meaningless. Nothing is meaningful.
因为我们的眼睛没有被打开，我们看不到天上的事情。
Because our eyes have not been opened, we cannot see the heavenly matters.
其实开始的故事并没有结束。
So the billboard that I told you is only half of the story.
就是在同样的一条林肯隧道的另外一边的出口。
Well, in the same Lincoln Tunnel in New York City, there's other entrance.
也就是在进入曼哈顿的出口，同样竖着一个标语牌。
Actually, it's the ramp that enter into Manhattan. There is another billboard.
那上写着说 "You know it is real. This season celebrate Jesus."
So the billboard says, "You know it is real. This season celebrates Jesus."
你知道这是真实的。让这个季节让我们一起来庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
You know it's real. The season celebrate Jesus.
这是一个天主教的团体在看到这些无神论者所这个标出的这样一个标语牌后所做出的回应。
This was a put forth, you know, by a Catholic group after they have seen the first billboard put up by the atheist, so they put up this billboard as a response.
同一条隧道的两边有着完全不同的认知。
The same tunnel on both ends, very different understanding.
为什么对同样一件事情会有这样完全不同的认识？
So why we view things differently just for the same event?
那原因其实就是一个，就是这个世界凭着世界的知识和智慧是不能认识神，不能认识主耶稣，唯有神的启示才可以。
There's only one explanation, and that is the fact that, you know, this whole world, if we just rely on our own knowledge and wisdom, we would not be able to come to know God. Unless God revealed himself to us, we would not be able to fully know Jesus Christ.
那么我们这些自称是神的子民的人，是不是领受了神的启示，被神打开了眼睛的人呢？
Then for those of us who are children of God, have we receive this message, you know, from God, you know, God open our eyes.
对这问题的一个答案，直接决定了我们认为这个圣诞节到底是 real 还是一个 myth.
So have we received this message? Do we understand this message? And I think the answer lies in the fact that, you know, how do we see Christmas? Is it real or is it a myth?
这一问题的答案也决定了我们是不是真的知道在圣诞节我们该庆祝些什么。我们该怎样的庆祝？
This, the response to this question also help us explain and understand, you know, what are we celebrating for Christmas, and how are we going to celebrate Christmas?
我们在乎的是节日的气氛，在乎的是家庭团聚，在乎的是我们得到的礼物呢？
At this Christmas season, what do we care about? Do we care about this festive atmosphere? Do we care about family gathering?Or do we care about the presents that we receive from our friends and family?
我们还是在乎的是我们所领受的启示，我们是如何的在主的面前赞美神，我们在乎的是他的爱子耶稣呢？
Or do we care most about God's message to us? Do we care most about praising him, worshiping him, and caring most about Jesus Christ?
其实我们所领受的启示是远远超过这些牧羊人所领受的启示的。
In fact, the message that we have received is much more complete than the one that the shepherds received.
因为我们不单知道了天使天君在那里欢庆。
We not only know that the heavenly hosts and angels praise God, worshiping him back then.
我们不单知道了耶稣基督的降临，我们一样知道了耶稣基督为我们所成就的。
We not only know that Jesus has arrived, we also know that what Jesus has done for us and what he has accomplished.
难道在我们领受了这一切的启示之后，我们不该大声地赞美神吗？
Now, after we receive this message, after we comprehend what this meant for us, shall we all not praise him at the top of our voice?
不，我们一定要大声地赞美他。
Shall we not just praise him in unison?
若是我们不开口赞美他的话，连石头也要开口赞美他的。
If we don't do that joyfully, at the top of our lung, even the stone will open its mouth.
因此，在这个圣诞节，我们该怎么样来庆祝这样一个节日
？So once again, at this time of Christmas, how are we going to celebrate Christmas?
我们的心里是与这个世界有明显的反差呢，还是与天上的景况有着明显的反差呢？
Is there a stark contrast between us and the world, or a big contrast between us at what happens in heaven?
唯有我们众人如同这些牧羊人一样，我们的眼目被打开。
And let us, like the shepherds, we pray that our eyes be opened.
我们如同天使天君一样，在神的面前大声地欢呼和赞美他。
Just like the heavenly host and angel, praising God.
唯愿我们众人的歌声和赞美如同清香的祭被献在神的面前为他所悦纳。
We pray that, you know, our songs and praises, just like the fragrant offering, that were put before God and be received.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你把这样的启示放在我们的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. You know, you gave us this message and revelation.
让我们每一个人都是领受了这样启示的人。
So God, help us, every one of us, to be those who understand this message.
让我们的眼睛都是被打开的。
We receive this message and our eyes be opened.
让我们知道在圣诞节的时候我们该怎样的来纪念你和欢庆。
So we know how to celebrate and how to commemorate Christmas.
让我们众人都可以来到主的面前欢喜雀跃，就是为了我们所得到的这样一个极大宝贵的礼物。
Because of this precious present, let us all come before you joyfully and praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.